This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government declares all districts of Madhya Pradesh province as disaster-affected areas. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said no incidents of corruption proven with facts will be forgiven. 203 stranded people in various parts of Tibet after flood in Rasuwa on 8th of July rescued and brought to Tatopani. And Trump says US has struck trade deal with Japan. Now the news in detail. All 8 districts in Madhya Pradesh province have been declared crisis-ridden zones. A meeting of the Council of Ministers based on a proposal by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak made the decision today. Earlier, the government had proposed to declare the districts in Tarai Madhya's region as crisis-ridden, taking into account the insufficient groundwater recharge caused by drought and the depletion of water resources due to unchecked encroachment upon and exploitation of the Churay region, leading to a severe shortage of drinking water. The proposal also cited that depleting water levels in rivers and canals have adversely affected the irrigation system in Madhya Pradesh. On Tuesday, the Madhya Pradesh province government had decided to recommend the federal government that the province be declared a crisis hit region, a move supported by the Ministry of Home Affairs. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the proposal was submitted to the Federal Council of Ministers to name the entire Madhya Pradesh province a disaster-affected area for a period of 3 months from the date the notice is published in the Nepal Gazette. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said no incidents of corruption proven with facts will be forgiven, responding to the queries raised by lawmakers in a meeting of the House of Representatives on Wednesday. Prime Minister Oli emphasized on punishing the corrupted ones. The Prime Minister shared today's cabinet meeting's decision to declare Madhya Pradesh province a natural disaster hit area and place to arrange drinking water and irrigation facilities by utilizing all resources. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli said the government is responsible and sensitive regarding the need to conclude the transitional justice process with a guarantee of justice to the survivors. The Prime Minister said that concluding the remaining tasks related to transitional justice and bringing the peace process to a conclusion is a high priority of the government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reminded government's priority to discourage youths from travelling abroad with creation of sufficient jobs at home and engage the migrant returnees in productive sector. The Prime Minister said the government had announced a period from 2082 to 2092 Bikram Sambat as the internal employment promotion decade. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli said unity and collaboration between the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, despite their distinct political ideologies, have enabled the nation to successfully face each critical juncture. He said that both political parties were able to steer adverse political developments in the right direction by following the paths laid out by BP Koirala and Pushpalal Shrestha. The Prime Minister said Pushpalal's vision for a joint people's movement was realized through the collaboration between the Nepali Congress and the then United Left Front Nepal in 1990, which led to the establishment of a multi-party democratic system. 203 Nepali nationals stranded in various regions of China's autonomous region Tibet have been brought back to Nepal. In coordination with the government of Nepal and the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Chinese authorities rescued and brought them to the Tatopani border on Wednesday, after which they returned to Nepal. Following the flood on the 8th of July in Bhote Kosi, the Miteri Bridge in Rasuwa was swept away, disrupting the Timore-Kerung Road. The Chief District Officer of Sindhupal Chok, Kiran Thapa, along with officials from security agencies, received the returning Nepalese at the border. The Bhote Kosi Rural Municipality arranged food and refreshment for the returnees. Transportation from the border to Kathmandu was managed using a total of 7 buses. As a result of the road blockage, many Nepalis who had travelled to Kerung, Kailash and Mansarovar through the Rasuwa border earlier in the month were left stranded in parts of Tibet. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Bagurung today made public the decisions taken by the Council of Ministers meeting held on the 20th of July. Minister Gurung said the government had approved the signing of letter of exchange with the Chinese government regarding the implementation of the Bone Marrow Transplantation Medical Center project at B.P. Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital at Bharatpur, Chitwan. In a press conference organized at his office, Minister Gurung mentioned that the government decided to form a talk team led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Finance to hold a talk with the World Bank on accepting $10 million grant assistance for the public finance project. Also, the government spokesperson Gurung said the cabinet decided to approve participation of ministers and secretaries of various ministries in international events. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line. Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai. Call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha.
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A meeting of the House of Representatives unanimously today approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. The bill had originated in the National Assembly. Along with the endorsement of the proposal to consider the bill, parliamentarians wanting any amendment to the bill can register their proposal at the Federal Parliament Secretariat. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Donald Trump says the U.S. has agreed to a massive trade deal with Japan, one of the country's largest trading partners. According to the BBC, Japan has agreed to invest $550 billion in the U.S. while its goods sold to America would be taxed at 15% when they reach the country, below the 25% tariff Trump had threatened. Trump said on social media that Japan would open its economy to U.S. goods, including cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba welcomed the announcement, saying it was the lowest figure to date among countries with trade surpluses with the U.S. Ishiba said on Wednesday the agreement would mean U.S. tariffs on vehicles and parts would be cut to 15% from 25%. However, the tax is above the 10% Trump levied on Japan and other countries when he suspended higher so-called reciprocal tariffs between April and July. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be cloudy throughout the country. There are chances of light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning across various provinces of the country. Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces are likely to experience scattered thunderstorms and rainfall. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning might occur at hilly areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government declares all districts of Madhes province as disaster-affected areas. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said no incidents of corruption proven with facts will be forgiven. 203 stranded people in various parts of Tibet after flood in Rasuwa on 8th of July rescued and brought to Tatopani. And Trump says U.S. has struck trade deal with Japan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.